Pastor Wheaton again for allowing us to stop by Macedonia.
Yes, sir.
Grateful to the Lord, and certainly as we look to God as a source of strength, to Pastor Wheaton, to all our ministers that are here, we are grateful to God. Amen. And thank the Lord for each of you that's here and for the leadership of Macedonia, leadership of Norris Avenue, and the members and friends who have stopped by to fellowship with us. And we're grateful to God. To our ushers again tonight, thank you for being in place. And we thank God for you. And certainly, and then to our music ministry, thank you guys for traveling with us down the highway. Discovered years ago that people don't have to be nice. Somebody hit it one day. That, to the members of Norris, thank you as well, those that travel, because I know that on Wednesday night, if you're in the Bible study, you could be at home. Amen.
Yes.
And serving Macedonia, I thank you for that. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You for that. Tonight, if we will, this third watch this week, to invite you to the gospel according to St. Luke. Gospel, saying we want to share with you for just a little while. This message has been on my heart, and I want to share with you. But found in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7, and verse 19. I want to invite you to. Luke, the 7th chapter. Amen. I see Minister Mims. Good to see you. Amen.
Amen.
Good to see you out there. Amen. And more of our ministers, thank you all as well. Amen. But we'll see. The 7th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verse 19. And John calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, "Art thou he that should come? Or look we for what?" Amen. When the men would come unto him, they said, "John Baptist have sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?" And in that same hour, he, according to the word now, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil thoughts, of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind, he gave sight. But verse 22 says something that kind of stayed with me. It said, "Then Jesus answering and said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached." And look at what he concludes by saying. "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." I want to talk about for just a little while how to deal with doubt.
All right, sir.
How to deal with doubt.
How to deal with doubt. And we solicit your prayers for just a little while here. How to deal with doubt. Many times around us is people that have a spirit of doubt. I thought about this saying that some years ago, the Evening News reported a photographer who was a skydiver.
All right.
He had jumped from a plane along with numerous other skydivers and filmed the group as they had failed and opened their parachutes. On the film, shown on the telecast in the Evening News as the final skydiver opened his chute. The picture went berserk.
Yes,
it went crazy, and the announcer reported that the cameraman had fallen to his death.
Yes,
having jumped out of the plane without his parachute.
Have mercy.
It wasn't until he reached for the absent ripcord that he realized that he was free falling without a parachute.
Have mercy.
Until that point, Reverend Harris, the jump probably seem exciting.
Yes, sir.
In fun.
Yes, sir.
But tragically, he had acted with thoughtless haste.
Yes, sir.
And deadly foolishness.
Yes, sir.
And nothing could save him.
How mercy.
For his faith was in a parachute that would never buckle on.
Yes, right? Sir. Yes, sir.
Faith in anything but an all-sufficient God.
Yes.
Can be just as tragic spiritually.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Only with faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Is your personal Savior. And for somebody listening to me tonight, this whole week of activity.
Yes, sir.
Is about a faith walk.
Yes, sir.
It's about a walk by faith,
yes,
and not by,
yes,
sight.
Sir.
And you know, I've been telling this story for years. Uh-huh. For folks to understand that we all are faith walkers.
Yes, sir.
We walk by faith.
Yes.
Not by sight. And I believe in my heart, I got some witnesses.
Yes, sir.
Somebody would say that if it had not been for the Lord,
yes, sir,
on my side,
yes, sir,
oh my God, where would I be? I can't believe that. I look around now, some that started out with me, they're no longer here.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And Pop, I just believe that that we are walking by faith,
yes,
and not by sight.
Yes,
and somewhere tonight, as we talk about how to deal with doubt,
have mercy.
We got to understand that the devil, Lucifer, Beelzebub,
yes,
the evil one,
yes,
he always wants to limit our faith.
Yes, sir.
Will y'all walk with me for,
yes,
the choir?
Yes, sir.
And the choir gonna sing again.
Yes, sir.
And I looked at this context here as the story was given.
Yes, sir.
Christ was on the scene, but yet John the Baptist, the forerunner, had been before Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And some thought that he was the Messiah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And can I put a pin on that for somebody tonight? I was sharing with somebody up the street here at Cracker Barrel, and I wanted to, they were talking about the name Messiah, and I said that to them, I said, well, that baby ain't the Messiah.
All right, sir.
Are y'all praying here? You can name your child whatever you want to name, but that baby ain't the Messiah.
Yeah.
What we have done, we have lessened the importance,
yes,
of the name of Jesus,
yes,
the Messiah, the anointed one.
Yes.
Y'all gonna pray with me?
Yes.
Sometimes we have diminished
yes,
the importance of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Y'all listen for a little while. To you, he may not be important,
yes,
but for me, the one that hung bled and died,
yes,
for my sins,
yes,
I don't take it as a small matter of importance.
Yes,
so Psalm said, well, regardless, that's her right. She can name her child, but she would not. But when I call on Jesus,
yes,
I just not only believe he'll show up,
yes,
I just believe God will show out.
Yes.
That, that just means it. And I believe he can call on his name long enough.
Yes.
Yes. If you call on his name,
yeah,
and I just believe he'll make a difference,
yeah,
in your life.
Yeah.
So here tonight, when we looked at this context here, there's some things that are being said about how to deal with doubt.
Yes.
Doubt will magnify your misery.
Yeah.
I'm talking about doubt now.
Yeah.
See, sometimes folks gotta understand when you're doubting about what you can do.
Yeah.
But somewhere I read that it said all things are possible,
oh, yeah,
to him that believes.
Yes.
The kids sing that song about yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
There's some things that may be hard for men,
yeah,
but they're not hard for God.
Yeah.
And man, adversities is God opportunities.
Yes,
y'all gonna listen,
yes,
to me. So many times when we're struggling with our faith,
yeah,
and we gotta remind ourselves that life is full of ups,
yeah,
and life, yeah, is full of downs.
Yeah.
But if you stay with God,
yeah,
you know, and Doc, I've been saying that a long time.
Yeah.
You stay with God.
Yeah.
And sometimes even with tears in your eyes,
yeah,
if you stay with God,
yeah,
and Satan will have you to say, well, you'll never amount to be nothing.
Yeah.
But right, if you stay with God,
yeah,
Samuel went down to Jesse's house,
yeah,
and he talked to them boys that was in the house.
Yes,
he went through all seven of them.
Yes,
but there was one out in the field.
Yes, amen. Right.
God can take the ordinary,
yes,
and do extraordinary things.
Yes.
He found faithful. Amen.
Yes.
He was a rooted looking fellow.
Yes.
That means he has a little weight on him.
Yes.
But God can take the ordinary.
Yes.
Not the one that's always glowing and shining.
Yes.
He'll take the one out in the field,
yes,
and bring him in.
Yes.
And prepare him for great things.
Yes.
But here, it says here in verse 17, it says, and this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region about him. Because they knew that the Messiah had come. And John the Baptist was preparing the way for them. But John calling unto him two of his disciples sent them to Jesus. Saying, ask the question. He said, art thou the one? And I believe if you know some folks that sometimes they question the authenticity of who Christ is. They really want to ask you, is he the one? And you ought to remind them every now and then that it was him that woke me up this morning. It was him that started me on my way. It was him. When I couldn't see my way, God made the way. It was him. Broke, busted, and disgusted. It was him that take care of me. So here, first of all, we got to understand this concept that in the midst of doubt, doubt will magnify your misery. See, your misery do like company. I don't know if y'all know that now. See, some folks, they always miserable. And when you see them in the morning, they miserable. When you see him in the evening, guess what? You see, God don't bless mess. You all want to be around some positive folks. And some folks, I ain't got no water, bitch, I can't do that. Some folks will put water on your fire. Every time you see them, they got their head down. Doubt will make misery a way of life. But I thought I'd tell somebody listening tonight that don't let doubt magnify your misery. You can be miserable all by yourself. Are y'all praying here? So John called the disciples. He said, when the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist had sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And there are a lot of folks, church, as we go from day to day, a lot of folks that will come your way. Do you not know doubt will cause you to miss the message of Christ? I'm an avid football fan. I love to watch me some basketball. There's a time I got to put that to the side. Because I just believe just a little talk with Jesus. Sometimes you got to understand when things are not going your way. Sometimes there's some people that are planted in your way. And doubt sometimes it'll make you miss the message of Christ. Sometimes it may not come in terms of a person. Sometimes there's some things. You got to move some things out of your way. Are y'all praying here with me? Sometimes there's some jobs. Y'all pray with me. Sometimes there's some people. Sometimes, and even the folks you love the most, you got to move them out. So doubt in the midst of what I'm saying here today, doubt will magnify your misery. But then secondly, doubt will cause you to miss the message of Christ. I got an old saying, and I've been saying it a long time, this concept about what we do. And I want somebody to catch it real quick. There's some things that go on in our lives, and I call it church football. Quarterback sneak. That's when church members quietly leave during the invitation. I know that don't happen. There's this thing called a draw play. That's what many children do with the bulletin during the worship. They draw in their play. Then there's this thing called halftime. That's the period between Sunday school and worship when many people choose to go home. I know that don't happen. And then there's this thing called bitch warmer. Bitch warmer, those who not sing, those who not pray, those who not work but pray to do anything but just sit and watch. You have to start day five. When God has been good to you, you ought to reach out your hand and say, give him a hand of prayer. There's this thing called stand in the pocket. That's what happens to a lot of money. That you can give it to the Lord's name. It stays in the pocket. y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And then there's this thing called, this thing called instant replay. That's when the preacher loses his notes and falls back on last week's sermon. That's an instant replay. A trap play. Yeah. That's when you call on and pray and you found asleep. I know they don't have to hear. Then church, there's this thing called in run. That's getting out of church quick without speaking to anybody. I know y'all don't have that happen. And then there's this thing called handback option. That's the decision of 50% of the congregation not to return for afternoon prayer. But then lastly, when I talk about this concept, doubt will cause you to miss the message of Christ.
Yay!
That's this thing called blitz.
Yay!
That's the rush for the restaurants.
Yay!
Following the closing prayer.
Yay!
In the street. Are y'all bringing it up? So when we look around, doubt, somebody say doubt.
Yeah!
Doubt. See, doubt will mess you up.
Yeah!
We have a witness here tonight.
Yeah!
That one along with here. He reminds us here, and in the same hour, verse 21, he says some good news here. He said, in the same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind. You know, church, I look at that so many times about how in life how God has done so many great things.
Yes, sir.
And I understand that doubt will magnify your misery.
Yay.
Doubt will cause you to miss the message of Christ.
Yes, right?
And then thirdly, doubt causes us to miscalculate the importance of God.
Yay.
And the reason I share that with you tonight, because so many times we miscalculate about how good God has really been to us.
Yes, sir.
That's when I said about the importance of the name, but not only name, but prayer is important, church.
Yes,
you may not can pray publicly on your job, huh?
Yes.
But there's some places on your job, I dare you to do it every now and then, when there's some stress in your way.
Yes.
There are some places you can get off to, and you ought to be able to say to yourself, Lord, have mercy on me.
Yes.
There'll be some places, and maybe in the restroom, maybe even on the commode, but there's somewhere that you can render off somewhere and say, Lord, let it be thine will. Help me get through the day. I tell somebody right here tonight. See, doubt will have you say, quit your job. No, I've been saying for years, stay on your job. Got too many bills to be paying you good. For somebody to go out and have a nephew, amen, stay on the job. Could have a witness here tonight.
Yes,
and not only that, Jesus reminds us here, it says here, then Jesus answering and said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, and the leprous are clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. And you know, I looked at that concept not only about how deaf a doubt will magnify your misery. How doubt will cause you to miss the message of Christ. Doubt will cause you to miscalculate the importance of God. But then lastly, how doubt in the midst of what you do, it can help you overcome your disappointment. Because when Jesus has done all that and he has done, he tells us here in verse 23, he said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And I thought I'd share that concept with you tonight, that when you believe in God, God can do some greater things in your life. You ain't got to trick folks, ain't got to do folks wrong, but just treat folks right. You can overcome some situations when you have God in your life. I'm often reminded of Brother Thomas. When you read the 20th chapter of the gospel according to St. John. And I dare you to read it later on tonight. But the story went a little bit like this here, that Jesus had appeared unto the disciples. The first time, Thomas was not there. But then later on, Thomas come in and he said, I don't believe unless I can touch where the nail prints were. And he said, I don't believe if I can't touch the side where he was speared in the side.
Yes.
But can I put my own theology with it? He was called Doubting Thomas. You know, all of us in here tonight, we know some Doubting Thomas. They don't believe in Jesus Christ because they can't touch him. They don't see him. But then I recall some days later, Jesus walked through the door. I didn't say he knocked on the door, but he walked through the door. And Thomas saw Jesus. And you know, Thomas said, he said, in my own theology, can I say it like this? He said, oh my God, you're really Jesus. And Jesus went on to remind him, he said, Thomas, you believe because you see. And he said, blessed are thou that have not seen but believe. You know, that's the only thing I want to leave it with you tonight. See, don't let doubt hold you back from your blessings. Now, Jesus said, blessed is he. Whosoever should not be offended in me. Letting somebody know the concept of how to deal with doubt. But you know, I've discovered that the reason so many times we have problems about doubt is that we really don't know who we are. I thought about David, and I thought about Moses, Samson, and Isaiah, and even Peter. Because David said, search me. Moses said, show me. Samson said, strengthen me. Isaiah said, send me. Peter said, save me. Tell them the story. But you know, I understand that so many times, you have to know who you are. And then you have to know who's you are. That in the midst of your going in and your going out, you got to understand that if you stand for something, if you really stand for something, you won't fall for everything. You know what I'm saying tonight? And oh, I get excited when I get to this part because I realize that if you know who you are and whose you are, God can make a difference in your life. Say no yourself. The Romans used to say rule yourself. The communists used to say enjoy yourself. Russo used to say express yourself. The Staple Singers used to say respect yourself. But Jesus tells us in Luke 9:23, he said, deny yourself. He said, any man come after me. Going first, deny yourself. I want to leave you with this tonight. If you really know who you are, in the midst of what life will bring you. Life will bring you some bad times. And I try to remind young folks and old folks alike, Brother Banks, that life is not fair. You have a witness here tonight. Somebody needs to be reminded every time we cut the news on. It just seems like it's some bad news. You have a witness here tonight. And I want to remind you that because you are a child of the King, because you know that God has done some great things in your life. I said this Sunday morning, just hold on, because help is on the way. And I want to leave you with that tonight. Don't you doubt what God can do. If he brought you to it, he'll get you through it. Thank God, all right. And I thought I'll say that with you tonight in Macedonia, that if you just stay with God, and you have faith the size of a mustard seed, God can do some great things in your life. We'll have a witness here tonight. I remember the song when we were little bitty children growing up. You have earnestly and fervently prayed, but you cannot find rest, nor be perfectly blessed, until the all is on the altar is laid. And I get kind of excited about this. If you walk with the Lord in the light of his word, you will find peace and contentment always. But you cannot find rest, nor be perfectly blessed, till your all is on the altar. And when I thought about it, when I was a little bitty boy, I really didn't know, but I know now, if you're going to have some rain, and you're going to have some sunshine, you're going to have some rain, and you're going to have some sunshine, you got it all right. You know, in the midst of all that, God will hold you, God will hide you, and God will help you. On the way to school years ago, we went through some rain, and then we saw some sunshine. We went through some rain, and we went through And it looked like every time we went about 50 miles, there was a storm brewing. All kind of love, all kind of grace, all kind of peace.
kind of joy, all kind of righteousness. And he got up out of the grave. And that's why we come Sunday after Sunday. That's why we come during the week. Because Jesus got up out of the grave.